Hey there, Theme Park Nuts. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we go into this week's theme park news in a little bit of detail. Today is the 4th of February 2024, so let's get cracking. It's been an absolutely massive week for openings and announcements, but the biggest news this week is definitely the massive press blitz by Universal Orlando that confirmed a plethora of details about their upcoming theme park, Epic Universe. We had confirmation of the lands with Celestial Park, Dark Universe, The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, The Ministry of Magic, and How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Berk, joining the already announced Super Nintendo World. Now, they gave details about each of these lands and the rides that are in those lands, but many of those details had already been released, if not confirmed. So, special shout out to the stellar work of Orlando theme park stop host Alicia Stella, who's been covering Epic Universe since it was first announced and was absolutely spot on with everything that she's announced to this point. So while the details of it were only made official this week, many of us in the theme park community, it was really just confirmation of what we'd already heard, thanks to Alicia. What was cool to see was the concept art and the models and renderings of the lands from Universal. That was very cool. It's super interesting to see the way they lay out the park, and particularly the portals into the lands, which is a cool concept. I do kind of miss the straight warp pipe for Super Nintendo World. That probably doesn't look as impressive to me, but I like the overall idea of each of the portals being sort of their own individual thing, but also sort of a shared concept. It's kind of cool. I liked the renderings that we saw of the main hub. They were particularly interesting for me. Celestial Park looks pretty cool. It will be interesting to see how nice it looks visually when it's actually constructed. They said in the land they're trying to put the park back into theme parks, and if their renderings are true to life, then it's going to look pretty good. Now, I loved all the visuals and getting the confirmations in the video. The video itself that they released on their YouTube channel was a little bit full of itself. I mean, Universal Creative have a right to be proud of what they've built, both in the past and what they're constructing here, but I guess I'm a bit cynical, and so when you get a video with that much unadulterated hype and self-love pushed into it, it can be a bit much. Having said that, I'm not the target market for this video. A, I knew a lot of the details of it already. B, I'm going to go to Epic Universe at some point in the future anyway. There's no question about that. The target of this hype video was all really about potential Comcast stockholders. Let's be honest. They're trying to hype up the park a little bit to get the general public interested in it, but they also just want to show the people that are investing in their product or thinking of investing in their product that they have something pretty amazing coming up. So, you know, maybe it came off it as a bit more of a sales job, a bit more of a pat on the back than I would have designed it to be. But, you know, all in all, we got a really good look at the upcoming Epic Universe theme park. In other news, Disneyland has opened the Pixar Place Hotel, which is the retheming of the Paradise Pier Hotel, which is also the retheming of a hotel, which was also a retheming of a hotel. This is the hotel that likes to get rethemed every 10 years, so it's kind of an interesting thing. But it's currently the Pixar Place Hotel, and it looks like they've tried to walk a fine line of sort of tasteful and a little bit gaudy retheming. It's not as in-your-face as something like the Toy Story Hotel in Japan, but it definitely has some cute aspects to it. Now, from the heavily curated images that have been published, it doesn't look bad. Like, I gotta say, it doesn't look like a bad hotel. But some of the room elements, I think, run a bit of a risk of dating over time. So it'll be interesting to see what it looks like in 5 years' time. But for now, it looks like a nice, clean Disney hotel. I do like the lamps. I think they've done some extra work on their lighting. Obviously, there's the Pixar lamp, but there's also the bug lamp and a few other different lighting aspects in the rooms that look pretty good. So I think the lighting particularly has been done really well in these rooms. We'll see what the first round of guests really think of it. Theme Park Insider this week had an interesting article about it that pointed out that this is one of the first, if not the first, Disney resort hotel that doesn't have the word Disney in the name. Which is really interesting, considering how much Disney fixates on branding Pixar as Disney Pixar since they bought Pixar Animation Studio. It's fascinating that this is just the Pixar Place Hotel. It's not the Disney Pixar Place Hotel, it's the Pixar Place Hotel. Now, maybe that's a sign of just Disney enjoying alliteration, like Paradise Pier. They wanted Pixar Place, fine, lots of P's, very cool. But maybe it's also a sign that Disney's starting to understand that Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars are all brands in their own right, that Disney doesn't need to brand. And in some cases, particularly Disney Star Wars, the Disney connotation with it is kind of a negative. It's better in this Star Wars universe if it's just Star Wars, not Disney Star Wars. So it's just an interesting call out that maybe Disney is starting to put some thought into when it uses the Disney brand and whether it can treat some of its other brands on the same level as the Disney brand. Elsewhere in theme parks, Universal Studios Hollywood has opened up a new cafe in the upper lot across from Universal Plaza Tower. It is called the Power Up Cafe, and it serves Mushroom Kingdom themed calzones and drinks. That's right, we've got a Super Nintendo World themed restaurant outside of Super Nintendo World. Now, this is straight out of Universal Studios Japan's playbook. They opened theirs first. It was sort of hyping the Super Nintendo World Land, but it's remained so popular that they just continue to operate it. When we went to Universal Studios Japan, it was always busy, so we never ended up getting one of the pancake sandwich things that they serve there. We would have liked to, but we just never got there. So, yeah, interesting to see Universal Studios Hollywood have their Power Up Cafe following their Super Nintendo World, which opened just over a year ago. So this is kind of a year celebration of the fact that they've had this Super Nintendo World, which has been incredibly popular. SeaWorld Entertainment has announced that it's changing its corporate name. And the change is an interesting one. It's changing to United Parks and Resorts. Now, it's interesting because up until very, very recently, Universal's theme park segment was called Universal Parks and Resorts, which is quite similar to United Parks and Resorts, as you can hear. Now, they have renamed their theme park segment to be Universal Destinations and Experiences fairly recently, and that's to cover the new construction of the kids' theme park and the Halloween Horror Night experience in Las Vegas. So there are reasons why Universal changed, but it's interesting that SeaWorld is choosing to seemingly abandon the SeaWorld name. Obviously, their parks are still going to be called SeaWorld. They do also run the Busch Gardens Park, so it's not like they're just SeaWorld. But yeah, they are now going to be called United Parks and Resorts. It's also very interesting that there's a quite similar existing European theme park chain called Parks Reunidos, which is Parks Reunited, I believe, in Spanish. I'm not an expert in Spanish, but United and Reunited Parks, depending on who you're looking at, it's an interesting change. Parks Reunidos are the ones that run Parks Warner, the Warner Brother clone over in Europe, and several other theme parks around Europe. So they're quite a serious theme park chain. So it's interesting to have SeaWorld decide to name itself something so similar. And our final bit of news for this week, Tokyo Disney Resort has announced a new nighttime spectacular is going to debut on its Cinderella Castle at Tokyo Disneyland on September 20th. Now, that's not particularly newsworthy, but what's most interesting out of it is that it's going to feature characters from, and I quote, Walt Disney Animation, Pixar Animation Studios, as well as the Tokyo Disney debut of characters from Marvel Cinematic Universe. So last week we were talking about the fact that the Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man ride closed down in Universal Studios Japan, which cleared the way for Marvel characters to appear in Tokyo Disney. And this is our first sighting of it. This show that's going to come in September is going to be the first use of Iron Man, Spider-Man, all of the great Marvel characters that Disney has at its disposal as part of something within the Tokyo Disney Resort. And that is it for this week's Nuts About Theme Parks. If you'd like to hear a shorter version of this theme park news, you can check us out on YouTube or TikTok, where we do our weekly theme park news in a nutshell videos, which is all the theme park news in just 1 minute. You can also reach out to us on Threads or Instagram if you want to chat anything theme parks. I am always keen. So until next week, have a great week theme parking. Let us know what you get up to, and until next time, cheers.